If I said to you what goes on in prisons, drugs, violence might be pretty high on the list, but a former prison psychologist wants to explode some of the myths about life behind bars. Simon Shepherd, who's director of the Butler Trust Society, travelled over 17,000 miles across 18 months to visit every closed prison in England and Wales. 102 prisons and over 2,000 staff and prisoners later, he's releasing a free e-book tomorrow called The Good Book of Prisons, revealing a side to prison few know about. He's chatting to us today, and one of the prisons that he visited is Stokeheath near Market Drayton. Simon, good morning.
Good morning.
What myths did you want to bust? Why did you do this?
Yeah, you might well ask why I did it, and it turned out to be a rather bigger job than I'd expected when I set out originally. But actually, what I wanted to find out about was the good things going on in our prisons. We hear a lot about the difficulties with violence and drugs, for example, and they're very real, and you know, we shouldn't pretend they're not happening. But if we want to improve prisons so they can be more effective at managing and reforming prisoners, and ultimately that's in all of our interests, then we need to know about the good stuff that's going on too. So that's why I set off around the country to ask prisoners and staff in every jail, what, you know, what's good about this jail. And I went to Stokeheath, as you said, back in August last year, and found actually a lot of good work going on there. You know, it's a very tightly run jail, Stokeheath. It's with staff very much in charge. It's a lot calmer and safer, I think, than a lot of the other jails around the country, and it's also based on really good relationships between prisoners and staff. So you've got a very sort of highly skilled workforce there, and you know, I think actually a lot of other prisons could learn from Stokeheath in that regard.
I was also almost imagining sort of TripAdvisor for jails, or the old AA guide with a star system. How close to that is it?
It's not quite that, I must say. I mean, you know, we're not looking to sort of encourage people to go and book into to their nearest prison for their summer holiday, in spite of what some people might say.
Not even that cheap, is it, according to reports? How do you think your book proves prison to be different? What are the things you found out that you think people should know?
Well, you know, like I said at Stokeheath, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good, and there's other good stuff going on in Stokeheath around rehabilitation and reform, which is critical. Because you know what? A lot of people say, oh, you know, we need to make prisons really tough places and really unpleasant places and so on and so forth. Look, you know, prisons are pretty unpleasant places already. There's a limit, you know, that just the very nature of having your liberty taken away, of, you know, being locked in for most of the day into a very small room with somebody you've never met before and a toilet at the end of your bed. You know, you've had that liberty taken away from you. But it's important that we then work with these people in order that we put them back out on the streets safer than when they came in. And, you know, I think we all want that. I got burgled a couple of years back, and I must admit, if I'd got hold of the people who did it, I would have had some stern words to say to them. But, you know, I think it's really important that the prison service does what it can to try to change people. So, you know, for example, programs to address people's drug use, support for prisoners to maintain relationships with their families, that's really important. If people go out of prison with a raging drug habit and they're homeless, what's the chance of them going straight? Basically none. Same with employment. You know, education and training is really important, and links with employers, again, that's an area that Stokeheath's really strong on.
And sorry.
No, go on. Sorry.
I was going to say there has been some concerns about safety in prisons recently. What was your impression of that as you did your rounds?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, over the period, so it took 17, 18 months to go around all the prisons. So this was 2018 and the first half of this year. And what I found as I was going around was during that period that there was a kind of increasing confidence developing over that period among staff and prisoners that they were beginning to turn a corner. I think that's down to two things, really. The government invested some more money in extra staff, which was absolutely critical, because you know, that a big part of the problem was earlier staff cuts back in the early part of the 2010 to sort of 2014 period. And the other thing they brought in was a thing called a key work program, and under that, all prison officers are given time and training to work one-to-one with a small group of prisoners, and that's really transforming relationships within jails. And you know what, I want to say something about prison officers, if I may, just quickly. And you know, a lot of your listeners will be either work in prisons or know people who work in prisons, and you know, they should be really proud of the work that prison officers do. These people are proper hidden heroes. You know, nobody, the public doesn't get to see what they do day in, day out. But these people, you know, they put their safety on the line every day. But, you know, also they're going in every day and striving to really make a difference to the lives of these prisoners, not for their own sake, but actually for the sake of the general public out there, so that we can rest easier in our beds.
Whenever I've been into a prison, and I hasten to add, I've always been allowed out at the end of the day, that noise when the door shuts, you do get a feeling, don't you, of kind of ominousness, if that's a word. Did that ever wear off?
Yeah, for me, yes, it did. I mean, you're absolutely right. When I started working in prisons back in 1989 as a 23-year-old psychologist, and then you're absolutely right. It was a strange feeling to begin with. But nowadays, I don't kind of notice it when I go into a prison for myself. But that's because, you know, I know my way around prisons. I've been in every one of them, and I've always been let out again, so it's not that scary.
Where can people find the book?
Well, it's free to download. It'll be on our website from tomorrow, called goodbookofprisons.com.
Simon Shepherd, thank you very much. What a fascinating journey. There is something just ghoulishly fascinating about prisons, isn't there?